Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today, City Administrator Mike Nardini tells us about this week's City Council meeting. All right, well, Mike, today we're going to be talking about some of the items discussed at last night's City Council meeting, and one of those items was a change order for the Pella Sports Park project. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yes, Brad. Well, first and foremost, thanks for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and visit with you concerning city affairs. And as you said, at the council meeting on Tuesday night, the City Council approved a change order with our engineers for the project to a Civil Design Advantage in the amount of $24,200 for preparation of a mitigation plan. And this mitigation plan is intended to obtain what's called a Section 404 permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Now, Brad, as background on this, we are planning on building a community sports park. We are currently in the design process for the sports park, and as a part of the design process is obtaining any permits necessary to build the complex. Upon initial investigation by engineers, they've determined and been in contact with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has informed us that the creek that flows through the southern parcel, portion of our property, is under the jurisdiction of the United States, and they classify it as waters of the United States. And the key point to keep in mind for the listeners is in building the sports park, and where this comes into play at, is the proposed location for the irrigation pond and the stormwater detention basin is in the low part of the property. That happens to correspond to where the creek flows through the property and the southern portion of our property for the sports park property. And since we're disturbing greater than a half acre of wetlands, we're required by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to obtain a Section 404 permit. The permitting process through the Corps takes between 4 to 6 months and involves another number of governmental agencies doing their due diligence on the project for the permit. But from our standpoint, the engineers will need to go through additional work in preparing the mitigation plan. The amount of that service is about $24,200. The city's portion of the $24,200 fee is going to be right at $10,000, with the other 58% being contributed by Fields of Our Future for the plan. So, again, Brad, to summarize, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has determined that there are waters of the U.S. on the property for the proposed Pella Sports Park. And in order to proceed with the construction phase of the project, we will need to obtain a Section 404 permit for the Army Corps of Engineers. And to do that, we'll need to prepare a mitigation plan, and that's what the change order was approved for last night by the City Council.
So will this postpone construction? I believe construction was planned for next year and maybe even opening in 2014. Will this halt that?
Brad, it's too early to tell if the 404 permit will delay construction right now. We're still proceeding with design services, and the goal of the project is actually to have design services completed by next spring and be able to seek construction bid so the complex could be built in 2013. Obviously, in obtaining the Section 404 permit through the Army Corps of Engineers, we need to have a permit in hand before we can begin construction on the site for the project. So the key thing is the timeliness of obtaining that permit. And there is a chance that obtaining the 404 permit could delay the start of the construction for the project, which may hinder our ability to complete the project in 2013. So that's yet to be determined, but we're still moving along with design services. And as of this point, everything is still on track to seek bids in early 2013 for the project and hopefully have a contractor on board and be able to construct the project or the complex in 2013.
Are there other options for that pond if that waterway can't be disturbed?
Well, as far as other options, yes, there's of course other options for the pond. And in looking at it, our engineers did look at other options if we were to place the pond not in the lowest point of the property, but move it to other areas where it would not disturb wetlands. The key point to keep in mind, all those other locations, when you don't place ponds in their natural spot, which is generally the lowest point on your property, there's additional earthwork cost in doing that. And in this case, the earthwork cost is greater than the cost to obtain the Section 404 permit. And the second point to keep in mind, there is numerous advantages towards placing the pond in the lowest point of the property. Since this pond will be used to irrigate the complex, if you move the pond to another location that's not in the low point of the property and that doesn't involve a creek running through there, the irrigation needs or the irrigation capacity from that pond may not be as great as what it is if we were to place the pond in its proposed location, which is the lowest point of the property, where the natural waterway runs through it.
Well, one of the other items that was talked about was a potential new low-income housing facility that's planned for the west side of Pella.
Yes, Brad, what the council approved last night was a conditional, I want to stress the word conditional, a resolution of support towards the Overland Property Group's proposed housing development in Pella. And specifically, what's being proposed is a 32-unit housing complex located in the Viewpoint subdivision. And just to orientate the listeners where exactly this location is the proposed housing development would abut the Sports Page restaurant and also be directly across from the Elwert Ford Lincoln Mercury dealership in the Viewpoint subdivision. Now, as far as the project itself, it is geared towards affordable housing. Specifically, this housing project is a Section 42 housing development, Brad. And the key differences between a Section 42 and what the listeners may be a little bit more versed in Section 8 housing, Section 42 housing is geared towards residents who qualify it. Their income levels can't exceed 60% of the median income in Marion County. Where Section 8 housing is a little bit differently, that's computed based off what a resident can pay, and it's roughly 30% of what they can pay as far as rent, with the remaining assistance made up by the government. With the Section 42 housing project, there is no governmental assistance in there. The residents' market or what they can pay is capped at 60% of the average median income. With it. And the reason we're at the beginning stages of this is how the project would actually be built. It would be funded through tax credits by the Iowa Finance Authority. And, Brad, this is an extremely competitive process. There are numerous communities throughout Iowa looking to build Section 42 housing in their community. And in our particular case, since it's conditional upon obtaining tax credits through the state, our resolution of support was conditional last night. And some of the conditions that are involved in this housing complex, A, it requires the developer to invest $5.2 million in our community to build the complex. B, it requires the developer to meet all infrastructure requirements by the city and all legislative processes, including the development agreement, if the complex were to actually be built. Now, in exchange for investing $5.2 million in our community, what the city said that we would be willing to do if the developer meets all city requirements and obtains tax credits through the Iowa Finance Authority is over a period of 15 years, we would rebate back property taxes generated from the development, the proposed development, to the developer in the amount of $290,000. Now, before we go any further, when we talk about that, that's commonly referred to as TIF, which stands for Tax Increment Financing. The taxes that we're referring to would be taxes built on, generated from the new buildings that would be built by the developer. So, in other words, the developer would have to invest $5.2 million in the community, and it would be those property taxes that the development would actually pay that would actually be rebated back over the next 15 years. And so from the city standpoint, right now there's a vacant property. The taxes rebated back to the developer would be taxes based on new valuation or new value added as well. In addition, also included in our resolution of support was a waiver of $20,000 in development fees for the project, and that mainly consists of building inspection fees, electrical inspection fees, and engineering review fees. So the tune of $310,000 was the city's conditional letter of support that was based on the developer meeting all city requirements and investing $5.2 million in our community as well. And I would be remiss if I didn't state, Brad, that as a part of this process, the state has conducted a housing study in our community, and according to the housing study, there was a definite need for Section 42 housing in the community. And as everyone knows, affordable housing has been a strategic goal of the city of Pella for quite some time. So we feel that this is very much in line with the strategic priorities of the city as well. But once again, it is a competitive process and there'll be more to follow. But last night was our conditional resolution of support for the project.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with me today and bringing us an update on city affairs.
Brad, once again, thanks for having me today. It's always a pleasure.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from City Administrator Mike Nardini. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.